No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing. Better than yours. No such thing. Better than yours. No such thing. No such thing.
What's going on, world? Can you relate? Can you relate? Can you relate? Podcast.com. What's cracking like it? Can you relate, community? What's going on, man? What's the deal? Today is Monday, February 6th, man. Post Super Bowl, baby. Hell of a game, man. Hell of a game. I'm telling you, it was by far, and I'm a young guy, man, but it's by far the best Super Bowl that I have ever seen. So we here on this Monday, man, feeling pretty good. The sun is shining out here in the Midwest, but it is still cold as hell. Okay, I just gotta throw that in there. All right, like, I'm pumped up, I'm fired up, but I look outside and I'm angry because it looked like it's a beautiful sunny 85 degree day and it is not. So yeah, man, I'm fired up, but I just want to let you know, I still feel a little pain going on here. So what's going on with you guys, Can You Relate community, man? I hope you guys are being productive, but I have to ask, how are you guys feeling out there today, baby? Like I said, man, I feel pretty good, man. It's the day after the Super Bowl, so I was just, I had the TV flipped on for a little bit. I wanted to hear what, you know, the infamous Skip Bayless had to say about the game, because I know that Tom Brady is his guy. Like, he truly loves him. He always defend, even when he was on ESPN, he always talked about how Tom Brady is so much better than Aaron Rodgers, because Stephen A, Aaron Rodgers is his boy. So I wanted to hear what he had to say, man. Check him out. I listened for a couple minutes and I was just like, you know, I need to get on my own. I need to get on my own microphone, right? Let me hop on Can You Relate, man. Let me get on here and give it to you straight, right? Because they're just going to talk to you about from a sports perspective. It's Tom Brady, the best quarterback, yada, yada, yada. All of that up for discussion. My opinion, yes, I say that he most definitely is. But we have to stick to what's important, okay? We've indulged in that for how many years? So we're trying to change the game, man. So before I even get into that, if this is your first time on Can You Relate, checking it out, please subscribe while you're here on my website so you can receive that email notification every time I upload. For my iPhone users, Apple products, check me out on the podcast app, okay? Can You Relate podcast is there. Subscribe. All of that good stuff. Android, download the Google Play Music app and subscribe to Can You Relate? Can You Relate Podcast. All right. Yeah. Make sure you subscribe, man. And email me, chriswpodcast@gmail.com. Like I said, guys, email me about the show. You have a question, introduce yourself. You're a new listener. You subscribe, you dig it. Hey, please let me know. Email me, chriswpodcast@gmail.com. And as I stated before, if you are interested in just talking to me regarding like one-on-one coaching or something, no fee, no charge at all. I am certified, man. Talk about hard work. I am certified, so please inquire, okay? No charge at all, all right? So let's get back to the Super Bowl. Hell of a game. Let me reiterate that. Hell of a game. The best Super Bowl that I, by far, have seen. And you have people that's been around for a lot of years, man. No disrespect, not calling you old, but, you know, you've been on this earth for a lot of years. And they are saying that, oh, man, that's the best game. This is the best game by far. So watching the game and, yes, being entertained, I had to get on this microphone. I had to turn Skip off real quick and get on here because there were so many life lessons in the game, in the Super Bowl, right? Now, I know that a lot of my listeners, you watch this. You watch the game. So you're not really going to come from a place where, like, you're like, well, I really don't know what you're talking about. It's the Super Bowl. Okay. Well, at least I'm banking that most people watch, even if you're not entertained, you know, just getting together with family, friends, party, Super Bowl party, food and hanging out. You don't know a damn thing about football, right? But the atmosphere. Okay. So you watched the game. So you saw the excitement surrounded by it. But there were so many life lessons within the game. So I had to get on here and touch on a few. Let me start with the game as a whole, right? Let's just look at the game as a whole. Every player from each side, the Falcons and the Patriots. It's not about talent. It's not about talent. And so I realized that the difference, guys, and I'm being real, but the difference why some of us were not on that field and we were spectators is because we really think that it's about talent. And it is not. Every person that you saw on that field, maybe they had talent, maybe they didn't. But every person on that field, from the players, the coaches, the guys that's on the practice squad, all of them put in some type of work. Major work. Major work. And the reason why some of us were spectators sitting on our couch, being bitter, talking about how this person sucked, that person sucked, and this person sucked, was why? Because you thought it was about talent. You thought because you were 6'5", 280, that was good enough. Wrong. Wrong. That's not the case. And so it's not about talent. So just looking at them guys, I just have such an appreciation for what they sacrifice to be there, what they sacrifice to be in that position, to be on that field, whether they were playing or not. You are further along than the person that's sitting on the couch, that's at the party, that's angry, that's bitter, that he's 6'5", he's 6'4", he runs a 4.0 in a 40-yard dash, a 3.4, and he's a spectator. Because when we think it's about talent, let me show you how the trickle-down effect happens. When we base everything on talent, that we think that because it comes easy to us, it's going to be easy for us. Wrong again. All right. When we start thinking that, we start believing that there's this switch, like a light switch. When you come in the house, you flip the switch, you turn on your lights. We treat life like that. We treat our abilities like that. We treat like the people that do have talent. Talent does exist, but the people that do have talent, that do not make it or do not get to the point where they want to be, barring that they didn't have no injuries, they had all the opportunities in the world. What's the missing piece? What's the missing piece? Let's not say it's who you know, because you know what? Work ethic will create opportunities for you to meet people. But if you rely on your talent and you do it when you feel like it and you practice when you feel like it, if you even feel like it, but you're so skilled and you've been told your entire life, like, oh my God, he's so talented. It comes so easy to him. What did that do to you? Parents, now I really want you to question, how many times have you told your children that they're talented? Oh, she's talented. He's talented. She's so talented. And then you start to see a slip off. Come on now. Work ethic is what bridges the gap. The worst thing I think now that we can do, like I said, I applaud my kids. I used to be just like that. Tell them they're talented. Oh my God, you're so talented. And in turn, they don't know how to handle adversity as good as if I would have been teaching them the proper way of applauding their drive, their work, even if they get a C. Applaud your effort. Did you study? Did you recite? Did you research? Did you do all those things you got to see? Okay, I'm fine with that. Hard work. because it will come. It will eventually come. You're disciplining yourself to get to the next level. But when we praise talent and it just comes so easy for her, it comes so easy for him, we creating this thing. We're messing the kids up. We're impeding them because we're making them feel like they can just show up and just perform. They can just show up and perform. That does not exist. You cannot just show up and perform, guys. There are a lot of people that had all the opportunities, that played, that had the physique, the strength, the talent, the skill, played AAU, did all of this stuff. And why were they spectators last night? Why? Them guys you saw on that field just put in the work. They put in the extra work. They understood, because they were talented, that in order to get to where they want to be, which is playing in Super Bowl 51, they had to live in the gym. They couldn't eat what you were eating. Because you think, like, because you got a high metabolism, like, it's okay. You, like, they wasn't on that. They watched what they put in their bodies. They got up and they worked out every day, even when they didn't feel like it. You exercise your powers against you. Guys, we beat ourselves up. We exercise our powers against ourselves by not doing the things when we don't feel like it. Not doing the things that we can do today, we put off for tomorrow for something that's not even guaranteed, right? Like, that's what we do. And so you just watched a lot of people on the field that didn't. They seized every single moment by putting in the work, by practicing, by working. Their parents probably told them that they were talented too. He's just so talented. He's just so talented. But they understood, to get over that hump, it's not just about that. It's a lot of people that are talented. There are a lot of people that are talented. I can give you, let me give you a story, right? So, you know, my daughters, they play softball. So I'm really familiar with the softball world, okay? So there's this young lady named Jenny Finch. Now, Jenny Finch is regarded as maybe the best softball women's fast pitch player ever. Okay, she has the endorsements, she has the deals, she's just been tapped by Major League Baseball to serve as an ambassador for the women's softball. I guess they want to integrate the two. So, amazing. Guess what? She was not highly recruited. She didn't receive a scholarship from her college until her senior year. So she wasn't this highly recruited McDonald's All-American type deal. It wasn't none of that. She just so happened to get in because someone else couldn't take the scholarship or declined the scholarship, went in there, still didn't have a scholarship to pay for anything all the way to her senior year. But you know what she did? She worked and she worked and she worked. And when her friends were partying, she was working. They would say, come on, girl, we're going out. And she would stay in the gym and she would hit and she would work and she would throw pitches. Fast forward. She's an Olympic gold medalist. She has her own line of softball gear, bats, batting gloves, mouthpieces, whatever the case. She has a dome named after her. By what? Because she was talented? Because she was talented? I'm sorry, what about the girls that came in and received the scholarship their freshman year? And she was a sophomore? Nothing. She was a junior? Nothing. The girls that were highly recruited, that the coaches flew all around the world for, they were talented, right? What happened? Where did the gap break off? This person worked. This person relied on talent. It will impede you. It will prevent you from going to where you need to be. It will put this falsehood in your head that you can just show up and do. That there's this switch, just like the switch that's in. Once you walk in your house and you flip it, you start believing that because you're so quote unquote talented, that that's all it requires. And the reason why some of us sat on that couch and we ate and we pigged out and we're not with them guys, amongst those guys, amongst that greatness, is because we thought we were talented and we thought that that was enough. And we thought we had a name for ourselves and we thought that that would take us everywhere. Look, guys, let me tell you something. I think I read some crazy stat that Heisman Trophy winners, right? Heisman Trophy winners coming out of college have maybe been to about 3 Super Bowls. And we're talking about this was just Super Bowl 51. Your Heisman Trophy winner, you've had it, you've dominated in the college ranks, but it does not translate to the NFL. We come in here, you probably come in there with your chest poked out, unable to humble yourself. It's a guy named Jamarcus Russell. Came into the NFL, highly recruited at LSU, came out, chest poked out. All the talent in the world, can throw the ball 90 yards. 6'5", 240, a monster. He's drafted by the Oakland Raiders, and he's out the league in 2 years. Why? Because he did not work hard, like, at all. My man didn't do no work. He went from 230, 240 to coming in there looking like a lineman at about 340, 350. And guess what? Still has not been back in the league. Why? Talent will not take you where you need to be. Hard work will, though. Now, if you got hard work and talent, man, you playing with a full deck. You got all the talent in the world, guys. All the talent in the world to do whatever you want to do, be whatever you want to be, go wherever you want to go, change the lifestyle that you're currently living right now. You got all the talent in the world. But we exercise our powers against us. We exercise our own power against us. We're lazy. That's why some of you guys were spectators last night. Talented, can throw the ball, can catch the ball, but you're lazy. You have the power, you have the freedom to say, I ain't working out today. I ain't gonna eat that salad today. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I got the text message coming through. Oh, someone just texted me and said, let's set up a business meeting. Let me stop, man. That's my aunt. She says she just wants to say hello. Hey, auntie. I don't know if you're listening to Can You Relate, but I love you. So let me get back to it. Sorry about that, guys. So we exercise our own powers against us all the time. Okay? Because we believe that there's this switch for us and we can turn it on. Look, all right. You're aware now. You didn't seize that opportunity. Parents, you're aware now. You've praised your kids for being talented. Praise their hard work. Praise their hard work. Even when you see them lacking off and they can still go perform and they can still do that, always make them aware that do not get used to that. Do not get used to that, because it's not going to be a clear path for you all the time. It's not going to be a clear road to you all the time. You're not just going to be able to just wake up, step up to the plate, do whatever the hell you're doing and just perform. You have to work. There are people that are working. There are kids that understand that. That understand that that's what it requires. Work. Work. People are not. We're not doing anything off of potential anymore. Right? People want to see something that's concrete. Put in the effort. Start creating that type of discipline. Start understanding that it's going to take a whole hell of a lot more than me just showing up and thinking my name is Blase Blase and people know who I am and people recognize me and I'm good like that. Because guess what? You will get left behind. You will end up a spectator, a fan. And that's cool, right? I'm not saying that. You know, I don't believe that a lot of us, some of us didn't have the opportunities, right? So, you know, again, some things that we can't control. Your biography, some things you can't control. I can't control that I didn't afford the opportunity to play AAU. We couldn't afford that. Are you kidding me? We couldn't afford that. I was barely afford to pay $11 to get in the damn rec tournament, recreational tournament up the street in the hood, might I add. So I didn't have the opportunity to play AAU, right? That wasn't afforded to me. And that's okay. I'm not bitter about it. So some things we can't control, guys, but some of you guys did have the opportunity. What happened? What happened? You got fired up because you walked through the high school hallways and you got mad love from the little snotty nosed girls. Stop it. Why wasn't you in the gym putting up 500 a day, 600 a day, 700 a day? Right? Even, and I'm talking to myself. That's the ill thing about Can You Relate? I'm talking to myself. So now I didn't play AAU, but what did they have to do with me living in the gym, hitting the weight room, putting up 1,000 a day? What? Me not playing AAU, me living in the gym in high school, that was free. That's why we sitting right now, guys, and we talking about the KDs, the LeBrons, the Kyries, You got to live in the gym. Dislike LeBron all you want, but he lives in the gym. And he was talented. Now what y'all call him, King James? Came back from 3-1 on the beloved Steph, Clay, Splash, Golden State. Come on, man. Come on. Let's look at the difference here, man. We got to be able to own up to it. I'm telling you, it's a falsehood. It's smoke and mirrors, man. Talent is not going to take you anywhere by itself. It will only take you so far until everyone is now on your level. And the only thing that's going to separate you from him, or you from her, or you from the millionaires and the billionaires and the people that have their own business and the people that started their own whatever, the only thing that separate you two is who's working, who's going to keep working. And so that's one of the major things that I got just from looking at the game. I was like, wow, that's hard work. There's guys that's out there that's not in the league that's far more talented. Far more talented. Trust me. Guaranteed. There are a lot of people that go unnoticed. The work ethic wasn't there. The reaching out to people and say, hey, can I just come work out with you? That's what hard worker do. Try to work out with people. Who's going to tell you, no, you can't work out with me? Ask every damn body. Why not? What are you using your phone for? To scroll? Why not? DM these people. Email these people. They have contact that exists. Why didn't you reach out? Okay, we missed that opportunity. Let's not miss the next one because there's going to be a lot more to come. If you continue to work, you continue to plant seeds. Eventually, the universe is going to be for you. Capitalize, right? Let's capitalize on these opportunities. Those guys did. Those guys that you saw take that field and go to war, they capitalized on opportunities. Super Bowl MVP Tom Brady capitalized on an opportunity that we might look at like, what? Tom Brady was picked dead last from Michigan. Was passed over about 6 or 7 times. Over and over. First round, second round, third round, fourth round, fifth round, sixth. And then finally, the Patriots like, we got to pick somebody. Just, all right, come on, kid. He was a beanpole, couldn't do anything. He bet on himself. Right? Couldn't run, arm was loopy, he was just tall, whatever. He bet on himself. This guy had the guts. Let's just say that, man. I have some young viewers. This guy had the frigging guts to approach the owner and tell him, this is the best decision you've ever made. Wow. You fresh, like, you barely even, like, we can cut you tomorrow. We can cut you tomorrow. Talk about presentation, though. What did he do from there? He captured the attention of the owners. Like, you know, this guy just really came up to me and said this. And so what did Tom Brady do? He didn't just go off of that. He didn't just go like, finally, I got their attention. Let me show them what I can do. He showed them how he lived in the gym. He showed them how he lived watching film. Showed them how he, even outside of that, he had his own quarterback coach that he would work over and over and over and over. He was outworking the starter, Drew Bledsoe, while sitting on the bench. While sitting on the bench, just waiting. Let me work. Let me work. They never cut him. Let me work. Let me work. Let me work. Let me work. Ownership sees that. Like, this guy's getting pretty good. Drew Bledsoe gets hurt. Tom Brady steps in back in 2001. And today we are saying that he is the greatest quarterback of all time. Where's the talent? Where's the Heisman trophies and all of that? Where's the first pick with the number one pick in the draft? No, where was that for him? Where was his draft party? Where was his day one? Where was his enormous contract? Where was him being drafted and starting right away? Nope. A lot of people that was drafted over him. But how many are being mentioned as the greatest? Is that not amazing? Like, wow, like, that's what it takes? Like, yes, you're going to need to know people, guys. But that's what I'm telling you. That's what hard work will give you. Expansion. Your reach will expand. You have Scottie Pippen arms. Kevin Durant arms. You understand what I'm saying? My hard work allows me to reach countries that I've never seen, that I probably couldn't even point out on the map, man. But my hard work allows me to reach these places, allows me to reach someone in Kenya. That's what hard work does. And this is on this scale. You're talking about this guy is being mentioned as the greatest quarterback that was drafted. What? You're talented? Oh, okay. That's cute. That's cute. Let's stop believing that. Let's have an appreciation for all those guys that took the field, man, that put on a absolute show, baby. Oh, my God. What an incredible game, man. And what made it even more special is that I just smile like so much just looking at those guys and just like, damn, this is amazing, because I have this mindset that allows me to appreciate. Allows me to appreciate the type of work that these guys put in to get here. While, might I add, life was continuing to happen to them the same way it happened to us. Every day, they're no different. They're not superhuman. They have life problems. They have financial problems. They have relationship problems. They have all of the above, the same thing that you and I face every single day. But to continue to go through that and live in a gym, bust their butt, remain disciplined while life is punching them in the mouth, same way, to stand on that field. Wow, man. Applaud. And so it got me thinking, is it just about talent? A lot of you guys, y'all attended those parties. Look to your right, look to your left, look at yourself. Could you have made it? Could you have made it? And so if you spent your time wondering, you spent your time throwing yourself a pity party because this didn't happen and that didn't happen and this didn't happen. Look, guys, they overcome those obstacles. Okay, you probably didn't know then, but you know now. Lace it. Kill everything. Because now you know, like, I cannot squander these opportunities. Yes, I'm very good at what I do. Yes, I'm able to perform when it's time. But I still need discipline. I still need to bridge the gap. Tom Brady showcased that. It's not just talent. It's not about talent. Yes, I played at Michigan University. And it's a different league. We're talking elevation here. Right? So a lot of us, we sit around, this person garbage and that. Look, let me tell you something. I'm from Chicago, man. And Chicago Bears fans, I know you guys. I feel your pain. It hurts us. But let's just look at this. We talk about. Let me tell you who the most hated person in Chicago is. Jay Cutler. Okay. Now, a lot of that is self-inflicted. Okay. Jay, look, I always fight for Jay, man, but Jay be pissing me off too. So a lot of his wounds are self-inflicted for sure. But let's compare again. Is it just talent? Why are you a spectator? Why are you a part of the venom that spewed Jay Cutler? Right? You're bigger than him. You're stronger than him. Why are you sitting here? Why aren't you there? Right? What happened? Now, Jay Cutler is probably garbage amongst the NFL players. But was he garbage amongst the college players? You probably played in college with him. Was he garbage amongst high school? You probably played in high school. How did you get left behind? Let's evaluate here. Barring you didn't have any injuries or nothing like that, you guys were neck and neck. What happened? How did you get left behind? Because he met someone? No. No, that's not what happened. At that point, he worked. What happened to Cutler? He got to the NFL and he started relying on his talent. That's why he doesn't have the great decision making. Where's the film? The decisions he's making, the bad decisions he make is because he's relying on his talent. He's relying because he know he has a strong arm, a cannon, and he like to take uncalculated risks that don't need to be taken. So that's a guy that's relying on his talent. You watched a guy last night that relied on all of his preparation, all of his hard work, all of his film study. You watched him come back last night speaking about Tom Brady. One is always talked about in a bad sense. And the other is is he the greatest quarterback of all time? Yes, he is. Who's more talented? Cutler has the stronger arm. Yep. Cutler can definitely scramble in the pocket. Yep. But upstairs. Upstairs. Who? And you know where you get that from? Preparation, believing. When you work hard, you're preparing for a moment that you know is coming. You know that moment is coming. You're preparing. It's no different from the kid that truly believes when they're counting down 5, 4, 3, 2, and they practice that shot over and over and over and over and over again versus the kid that just throwing some stuff. 5, 4, 3, 2. You have that one kid that's like, this is the move I'm going to. Tom Brady's preparation, he was prepared. That's what hard work gives you. Discipline. He didn't sweat. He didn't sweat in that position, did he not? I said at halftime, when that boy was walking into the locker room, I said, you looking at, if you want to know what greatness is going to look like, what preparation is going to look like, watch him in the second half. You think for a second that he's going down like that? It's too much. He ain't going out like that. And he showcased. He wasn't scrambling around in a pocket. He wasn't on some Michael Vick running for 60, 70 yards. He was throwing people open. Like I said, you 6'3", 230, Julian Edelman, the one that made the catch, he 5'1", man. So who's more talented? So that was one of the lessons that I learned, man, that I took from it. Woo! I should just give you that one. I should just give you that one, man, as far as talent goes. Because that's all you need right there. That's all you need right there is talent and work ethic. You need both. Don't be fooled thinking that that's all it takes, man. And so I know you like, ooh, I can't take no more. So I'm going to keep going, right? So another one of the other lessons that I learned, okay, from watching the game, the Super Bowl 51, was, guys, we have to be able to make adjustments, all right? We have to be able to make adjustments. One of the things that holds a lot of us back is that we're so one-track minded, right? So what we believe, that's it, that's final. This is what has always worked. This is what we've always done. And this is what we're going to stick to. If New England Patriots, if Tom Brady took that approach and say, this is what we've always done, this is what has always worked, and this is what we're going to stick to, we would be sitting here talking about the Atlanta Falcons blowing out the New England Patriots. But instead, we are talking about the greatest comeback ever, the greatest game ever, and the greatest quarterback ever, because he was able to make adjustments. Oh boy. Oh boy. Because he was able to make adjustments and not be so one-track minded, not be stuck in the mud, not have that mindset that so many of you guys that's struggling walk around with. He was able to make freaking adjustments right there on the spot. We're going to go in here. We're going to scrap this. We're going to do it this way. This is what we're going to do. We're not going to try to run the ball so much. Let's get throws. Let's get guys getting in screens. Let's use our speed. Let's use the fact that we are not tall at receiver. Let's get you coming across the middle. And then Atlanta got penalty after penalty after penalty after penalty after penalty. Adjustments. Staying humble. He's already a four-time Super Bowl champion. Whatever he's doing, whatever he was doing, it works. It's proven. He has four of them. That man made adjustments. Why are you not making adjustments in your life? Why are you still thinking that the same shit that you're doing day in and day out is going to work and propel you to these? Oh, these great heights. You won't make an adjustment. You worried about what's this. You worried about what's that. You worried about this going to happen. You worried about what this person going to say. You worried about you don't know what to do. You worried about you just too much going on. Look, you got to keep going through. You got to keep grinding. Make adjustments. If something is not working, be mature enough to challenge it and try something different. Be mature enough. I'm not bitter. I'm not angry. I'm not at the point. I did everything, right? No record, no criminal record. Thank God. But we got high school graduation. We got college graduation. We have experience, guys. And I'm still not at that point yet. Let me try something different. Let me try this thing that's called entrepreneurship. Or even maybe you've been an entrepreneur and is not trying. Challenge moving up in the workforce. Vice versa. But be able to make adjustments on the spot. If you know something that you're doing, look, in every aspect, man, in life, in parenting, in relationships, be able to make adjustments so you can get something that works, so you can find that formula that works for that specific situation. It doesn't matter what Tom Brady did the last four Super Bowls. If he's not mature enough to make adjustments, we're having a different discussion here. He made adjustments. He didn't say, I'm Tom Brady. It shouldn't be going this way. Why me? Why me? Which a lot of us are sitting around saying, why me? Why me? Because you won't change anything. Nothing changes if nothing changes. I'm going to go back to it every single time. Nothing changes if nothing changes. He made adjustments. We're going to do it this way. We're going to try this. We're going to try that. We're going to try this. We're going to try that. They didn't come right out in the second half, guys, and just score right away. That didn't happen, right? They didn't just come right out and just start bombs away and that was it. They had a couple three and outs. He just kept trying something. You expecting different results with the same behaviors. What in the hell? Again, is that not the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over and over again and expecting something to be different. You get up. You have created no possibilities of having residual incomes or even in the process of doing that. And you bitch and you complain and you go to your job that you hate. And when you get paid, you check that damn your bank account. What you expecting? You know what it's going to be at this point. You know exactly what you're going to get paid at this point. But we check it like maybe they slipped up. I just want to make sure that it's there. So you want the $1 million. But what adjustments have you made to get there? What adjustments are you making in your life to get there? Right? What adjustments? You got this one group of friends. How are you all moving towards a common goal? Do you all even have a common goal? You got one person over here that want to beat. Oh, man. Don't even get me started. And so you want all these things, but you're refusing to make any adjustments. Make adjustments, man. I'm telling you, all the greats do. All of them have made adjustments. All of them did. Some things are going to work. Some things are not going to work. But if you are not humble enough, if you are not mature enough, if you are fooled by your past successes, 4 Super Bowl rings, if you are fooled by that and you think that you can do the same thing every single time and expect different results, I'm sorry to tell you, that's not going to happen. And so you watch the guy that put on a masterpiece for us because he made adjustments. He made adjustments. He has everything, even if you hate him as a football player. A lot of people do. He has businesses. He has, oh, God, this guy has built an empire. Admire him for those adjustments. Some things work, some things don't. But he showed you on that field that you make adjustments. Look, even going back to Julian Edelman, right? He, like I said, he's about 5'1", 5'2", something like that. And let's take Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow is about 6'4", zero body fat, absolute machine. Just can't throw the ball. Okay. One guy made adjustments. The other guy didn't. Julian Edelman. You know what position he played in high school and in college? Quarterback. The guy that some people are saying made the greatest catch, the concentration, the focus, was a quarterback in college. Let that sink in. Was a quarterback in college. He played quarterback. He's in the league. He's a Super Bowl champion. A few of them. I think it might be 2 or 3. And what he showcased to us, the focus, the hand-eye coordination, all of that, right? Some people saying is the greatest catch ever. What he did, and he played quarterback. You have another guy that's bigger, that's stronger, that's more powerful, that had a much better college career. Some people say Tim Tebow is the greatest college player ever. He's not in the league. He didn't want to make the adjustments. Everybody told him you would have the brightest future if you can move over to tailback. You would have the brightest future if you can move over to tight end. He didn't want to make adjustments. Chest poked out. Past successes. Heisman Trophy winner. 2-time national champion. Didn't want to make adjustments. One guy made them in Julian Edelman. We're talking about the greatest catch ever. Another guy didn't. They're calling him a bust in the NFL. Hasn't been in the NFL for years. Why? Make adjustments. Tom Brady made adjustments. Julian Edelman made adjustments. Tim Tebow did not make adjustments. That's the difference why some companies fail and others don't. I've done it this way. It has always worked. When you do that, when you say that, when you adopt that mentality, you stunt your growth. Clearly. Clearly. But it's not too late, right? But you need to check yourself. You really do need to see that where I am, my struggles, my shortcomings. Some of these wounds are self-inflicted. Why? Because I did not make adjustments. I didn't. But it's not too late. If you're hearing me, it's not too late. Use the Ray Kroc effect, man. Ray Kroc, for you guys that don't know, he started McDonald's. He bought the company from the McDonald brothers, franchised it out, and he was like 60 or something like that. So I don't want to hear that it's too late. I don't want to hear those excuses. Make adjustments. You think that was Ray Kroc's first company? Nope. He was in all different type of industries. He made an adjustment. Let me check out this food spot right here. I'm watching these guys get a little bit. They got like a really good following, yada, yada, yada. Make adjustments. Okay. Don't get caught with that mentality. I've always done it this way, and this is how I'm going to continue to do it. Okay. Don't reject change. Because nothing changes. If nothing changes every single time, right? So let me just bring you through my third and final point. Did Super Bowl 51 not give us so much? As I always say, guys, the blueprints for success are all around us. Millions and millions and millions and millions and millions, hundreds of millions of people were watching this game last night. Being the minority, right? How many people you think even saw this? How many people you think even took that information away from watching a football game, right? Be ahead of the game. Be ahead of the curve. And so what brings me to my third and final point. Greatness prevails every time. Greatness prevails every time. If you exercise your own powers for you and not against you, to benefit you and not hinder you, you will eventually step into greatness. And when you are great and you're surrounded and that aura is all over you, right? You will come out of darkness. Situations that seem dim, situations that seem bleak and just hopeless, you will come out if you continue to exercise your powers for you. Continue to stay on the path to greatness. Continue to be innovative. Continue to be open. Continue to be humble. Continue to be a team player. Realize that it's just not about talent, that you're going to have to bust your ass for every single thing that you want. Everything. Realize that you can't be stern and too strong-headed to make adjustments in your career, in your business life, in your relationship, in your marriage. Don't worry about how it's going to look, who's going to think what, who's going to what. What does that matter? At the end of the day, I always say salvation is individual. It's not about what someone else is going to think. It's not about that. Don't be afraid to make adjustments. What's around the corner after you make a great adjustment? What's around the corner? How's your relationship going to get better? Right? How is your career going to get better? Right? Make adjustments. It's okay. It's for the better. You have to think of the greater good. Tom Brady thought about the greater good. Let's make these adjustments. All right. I can't throw the 50-yard passes all the time. Let's dink and dunk. Let's do this. Let's move fast. Let's go to no huddles. We usually don't do. Let's do this. Let's do that. Let's make adjustments right here. And then you have the greatest quarterback. You have the greatest catch because Edelman made the adjustment. Highly scouted quarterback. Now he's playing receiver at 5'2", might I add. Okay, let's not end up hurting ourselves because we think it's about talent. We don't want to make adjustments because when you fall victim to those three, your greatness does not prevail. Your greatness does not prevail. Wow. I like that myself. So, Can You Relate community, like I said, man, I enjoyed the game. I enjoyed Super Bowl 51. What an incredible game. One of the greatest games that I've ever seen. But the bigger picture is that I took a lot from that. So I definitely want to get on here and relate my message. Can you relate? Can you relate to that? I definitely wanted to get on here and relate my message. Remember, guys, it's just not about talent. Okay. Bust your ass. Give it every single thing you got. Okay. Number two, do not be silly enough to think that because you've done something this way, that's what you're going to do. Be willing, be humble enough, be mature enough to make adjustments, okay, for the greater good. And number three, if you do not exercise one and two, your greatness will not prevail. Can You Relate Podcast.com. Thank you guys for listening. Be safe out there. One love. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing.